A Canton pastor has been convicted in connection with the death of a teen who fell from a church vehicle. A jury in Stark County Common Pleas Court found 27-year-old Rashawn Patterson not guilty of reckless homicide Tuesday, but guilty of involuntary manslaughter. 14-year-old Malachi Nichols fell from a van Patterson was driving in Canton in September 2025 and died of his injuries 3 days later. A pre-sentencing investigation hearing is scheduled for May 20th. ODOT is inspecting the Route 30 exit ramp in Canton for safety concerns, and drivers are being asked to use detours. The ramp from I-77 South to 30 East is closed for bridge repairs. Traffic is being rerouted using 30 West to Harrison Avenue, then back to 30 East. The Alliance Board of Education took action on staffing policies and donations during its Tuesday meeting. Principal Lori Gasparic and Assistant Principal Susan Cook recapped operations at the Early Learning School. During public speaks, Frank Barnes with the Alliance Veterans Council proposed a memorial honoring four Alliance graduates who were missing in action. Superintendent Rob Gress said the district is also exploring a school-based health clinic, possibly at the high school. The board approved policy revisions, open enrollment, and hires, resignations, and summer school staffing. A tire bid was awarded to Great Lakes Best One Tire. The board accepted donations, including a 2015 Dodge Caravan for Auto Tech students. Milk and Honey Ice Cream in Canton is closing permanently, and the property is being sold at a private sale. The shop on Cleveland Avenue Northwest closed in August 2025 for repairs, but never reopened. A statement from the family's attorney says the decision follows the death of owners Robert Sabota in September and Kathleen Sabota last week. Milk and Honey had been a city landmark since 1962. A leadership change is coming to Hiram College. James Maltz has been named interim president and will take over June 1st as the school begins a national search for a permanent replacement. Maltz is a 1987 graduate and current board member with more than 30 years of experience in financial services, including leadership roles with Citizens Financial Group and J.P. Morgan Chase. He will succeed President Robert Borer, who is departing. The Columbiana County Park District has two vacancies and is now accepting applications. Interested candidates have until 4 p.m. on April 30th to submit a resume to the probate court in Lisbon. The openings follow the resignations of longtime members Tom Butch and David Hughes. Their terms run through 2028 and 2027. The five-member board currently has just three members. The West Branch Board of Education has approved a new 3-year contract with the teachers' union. The agreement passed Monday is effective July 1st and includes 4% pay raises in each of the first 2 years, followed by a 2.5% increase in year three. Teachers will contribute an additional 1.5% toward health insurance costs. Officials celebrated Academic Challenge participants, Art and Billboard winner McKenna Mason, and multiple Elk and YWCA honorees, along with cheerleaders who competed at Disney World. Milton Township Police are asking for help identifying a possible missing woman. She's believed to be about 45 years old, 5'6", with brown hair and bluish-green eyes, and maybe from Lake Milton. Anyone with information is asked to contact Township Police at 330-538-0078. Three area churches are scheduled to hold final closing masses over the next 2 months as part of a reorganization. Bishop David Bonar will celebrate services at St. Brendan Church in Youngstown May 4th, St. Matthias May 18th, and St. Joseph in Ashtabula June 18th. The Catholic Diocese of Youngstown says the closures follow financial and maintenance issues and prior recommendations to close the parishes. A Boardman man is now facing charges following a threats investigation in Youngstown. 19-year-old Alfred Coward was arrested Tuesday and charged with inciting to violence. Police say the case stems from an October 3rd incident at the South Fieldhouse on Market Street, where multiple people allegedly arrived with a rifle and made threats. Investigators say a suspect later fled in a car that nearly hit a police cruiser. Coward is scheduled to be arraigned today in Youngstown Municipal Court. Ohio's Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against a Mahoning County used car dealership. Dave Yost accuses Roddy's Rides in Springfield Township of violating consumer protection laws by failing to properly transfer vehicle titles to customers. The case was filed in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. The complaint says the dealership did not issue titles in a timely manner and failed to provide required refunds after consumer complaints. The state is seeking to shut down the business and recover damages. A former Brookfield bank manager is facing felony charges accused of stealing more than $150,000 from customer accounts. Police say 31-year-old Zachary Reed of Niles is accused of dozens of fraudulent transactions at a First National Bank branch between May 2025 and January. Following an internal investigation, he was fired in January and turned himself in. Reed is scheduled for a preliminary hearing tomorrow in Trumbull County Eastern District Court. There is no timeline for reopening the former Insight hospitals in Warren and Howland nearly 5 months after they closed. WFMJ-TV reports signs have been taken down and barricades and equipment remain at the site after the facilities lost their license to operate. State officials say there have been some discussions with Insight, but no new developments. Local leaders and the building's owner would both need to be involved in any future reopening plan. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.